Shalom to all. Today we're learning the very first two Mishnahs in Maseches Gittin. That's Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, Mishnah Beis. And just like we're starting Maseches Gittin together, we should be zecher to finish it together. And of course, all of Shas Mishnahs together. And today's Mishnahs are being learned Bischos Estobas Rachel. She should be zecher to find Reziva Gahagon Bekarav Mamish. So if a man wishes to divorce his wife, he has to give her a get. And the pasuk tells us, because of Lasse for Krisos, he has to write for a sefer, which is Kairas, which means it severs the relationship between them. And he has to hand it to her, as the pasuk says, Vinasan Biyada. Now we're going to learn it doesn't have to physically be placed in her hand. He could also place it in her Shos, and furthermore, it doesn't have to be him. It could be his shliach. As we know, shlucha shaladim kamaisai, a person's shliach is just like him. So now, beginning with that, the Mishnah tells us, hamevi get medinas hayam, if a person brings a get from medinas hayam, which literally means overseas, but over here really just refers to chutz la'aretz, sarach sheyomer, he has to say, b'fani nechta, b'fani nechtam, it was written and signed in front of me. Now the question is, why does the shliach have to say this? And in the Gemara, we have a machlaikas. According to one mandam, the people of chutz la'aretz were not b'nei Torah, they didn't know the halachas, and often they didn't know that a get has to be written lishma, it has to be written for this particular woman. And so the fear is that a guy walked into a cipher's shop, he saw the cipher practicing writing a get, and it happens to be that his get is his name and his wife's name. So the fellow tells himself, hey, I'm just going to divorce my wife. That get is not kosher because it wasn't written lishma. Therefore, when the shliach comes from chutz la'aretz and he says, b'fani nechta, b'fani nechtam, it was written and signed in front of me, we're going to ask him, oh, was it written lishma? And then he'll be able to say, yes, it was. Whereas according to others, and this is going to be our main focus, the issue is kiyum, validation. Let's say the get comes to Eretz Yisrael, and the husband walks into Bezdin afterwards and says, hey, this is mezuyif, this is a forgery. I never had it written, we have to mekayim it, we have to validate it. What's the best way to do that? Well, either we get a hold of the edim that signed the get, or we get people who recognize these edim signatures, and that would require frequent travel back and forth from chutz la'aretz to Eretz Yisrael, so we can obtain people from this area where the get came from. And the problem is, ein shayaris mesuyas, there aren't shayaris, caravans going back and forth often between chutz la'aretz and Eretz Yisrael, and that's going to make it very difficult to validate the get. Therefore, when the person says, b'fai nechta, b'fai nechtam, that itself is a validation, and now we're not going to believe any claim that this shtar is mezuyah. Continuing, the Mishnah tells us, Rav Gamliel says, even if a person brings a get from Rekem and Cheger, which are right outside the eastern border of Eretz Yisrael, they still have to say b'fanechta. Rav Lezer says, even if he's bringing it from Kfar Ludim to Lod, one of these cities is outside the border, one of these cities is inside, still that's considered like bringing it from Chutz La'aretz, and he has to say b'fanechta. However, Racham and Racham argue with these last two opinions, and they're really just explaining Shitas Tanakama, and they say, the only one that has to say b'fanechta is a shliach coming from Medina Sayyam to Eretz Yisrael, or from Eretz Yisrael to Medina Sayyam, and Medina Sayyam means very far away Chutz La'aretz, not Chutz La'aretz, which is just outside the border of Eretz Yisrael. Continuing, v'hamevi medina l'medina b'medina Sayyam, someone who brings from one region to another region in Chutz La'aretz, tzarech shem refa nechta fa nechtam, he also has to say refa nechta fa nechtam, and Rav Shimon Gamliel, he tells us, afil mehegmania lagmania, even from one ruler to another, if a city is split into two, and each half is ruled by a totally different ruler, and again is being brought from one section to the other, that shliach also has to say b'fani nechta b'fani nechtam. Now moving on to Mishnah Beis, defining the borders of Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz, Rabbi Huda says, Merekem l'mizrach v'rekem k'mizrach. From the city of Rekem towards the east, that is considered Chutz La'aretz, and Rekem itself is like the east, meaning Rekem itself is Chutz La'aretz. Me'ashkelon adarim ve'ashkelon kedarim. From Ashkelon and south of it is considered Chutz La'aretz, and Ashkelon itself is Chutz La'aretz. Me'akai letzafain ve'akai ketzafain. From Akai and all the way north is considered Chutz La'aretz, and Akai itself as well is like the north, meaning it's Chutz La'aretz. Whereas our mayor says, Akai k'Eretz Yisrael l'Gittin, Akai is really like Eretz Yisrael for Gittin purposes, meaning a get brought from Akai into Eretz Yisrael proper does not need to have b'fanech l'fanechem said about it. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Gimel and Dalid. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.